20th Century Fox. A news corporation company.
The following story is based on actual events.
20th Century Fox presents a Wayne Rice, Gil Netter production. Dude, where's my car? Ashton Kutcher, Sean William Scott. Christy Swanson, Jennifer Garner. Marla Sokolov, David Herman. Hal Sparks, Charlie O'Connell. Women in tight-fitting catsuits dance on a purple cloud that floats through the universe. Then, a gathering of ostriches drift past on another. A seductive cartoon cat with long blonde hair dances in a pink haze through the stars. Astronaut in pink soars along, and a small silver spaceship hangs in a halo of blue light. A young man wakes with a start in a messy bedroom. Game cards are stuck to his face. Jesse. In a living room decorated with alien posters and adorned with eclectic novelty ornaments, a television program is broadcasting a chimpanzee scratching his head. Andrew. On the sofa, a young man is copying the ape. Chester. Jesse stumbles out of the bedroom.
What's up?
Animal Planet. Man, I just had the craziest dream.
About what?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Gene.
Gene urinates in a plant pot.
What did we do last night?
I don't know. Wait, didn't the twins have a party?
Yeah, that's it. The twins had a party.
Right.
Were we there?
I'm assuming we were. What kind of boyfriends would we be if we weren't?
Did I get any messages?
Nope.
See you tomorrow, Gene.
Gene returns to his cupboard.
How do you know Gene?
Oh, I thought he was your friend.
No, no, I don't know him. I'm starving.
The fridge is full of pudding pots.
It's pudding.
I always wondered what a fridge full of pudding would look like.
Is it possible that we got so wasted last night that we bought a lifetime supply of pudding and then totally forgot about it?
I'd say it's entirely possible.
Jesse and Chester are shibby at the moment. Please leave your shibby at the beef.
Shibby!
What happened to you guys last night? You show up with a bunch of people, pizzas, and a keg, and now our house is trash.
You guys are sucky boyfriends. You're always disappointing us.
And now you're probably just sitting there on the couch in your underwear,
playing stupid thumb wars,
wearing those ridiculous army helmets.
And if you are, you've probably forgotten our anniversary, which is today. That means you don't get the special treats we had in store for you.
We just wanted to call and thank you guys for trashing our house. Bye.
Twins sound pissed, dude.
Good thing we already bought them gifts.
Yeah.
So, where are the gifts?
They must be in your car.
Right,
they're in the car. Okay, so we'll just go and take the gifts over to the twins' house, get our special treats.
Hey, what do you think they mean by special treats?
We've been going out with the twins for a year now, and we still haven't had sex. Special treats? is code for sex.
Of course! Special treats!
Sex!
Open up, you two suckers!
Your pizza called me.
You guys left work last night with 30 pizzas that didn't get delivered, and I want some answers!
Uh-oh. Open up this damn door!
It's open!
They hurriedly grab the half-eaten pizzas that litter the room. Jesse throws one up, and it sticks to the ceiling, while Chester hides two behind the TV.
Hey, Mr. Pizza Coley. Hey, how you doing?
30 pizzas didn't get delivered last night. If I ever found out you was taking my pizza home for your own eating pleasure, I will crush you like a doodle bug.
Look, it's an elephant.
What?
This was just a mailman.
You two are the most irresponsible, not to mention disappointing, employees ever to work at Mr. Pizza Coley's Pronto Pizza Delivery. Why, a trained dolphin could do a better job than you.
Well, sure, but then the pizzas would get all wet.
Look, a unicorn!
A unicorn?
Sorry, I guess it was just a regular horse. Weird.
I know you've been embezzling my pizza, and I will catch you eventually. And when I do, I swear to God, you will never deliver pizzas in this town again!
Close one.
Yeah.
Pizza falls from the ceiling.
So, we'll go to the twins' house, right? We'll give them their anniversary gifts, and then we'll apologize for trashing their house. And then, we get our special treats. Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Did I drive last night?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I'm not sure. Dude, where's your car?
Dude, it's not funny, dude. The car is gone.
Yeah. Dude, where's my car?
Shut up, dude!
Okay, look. You're right. I know what we need to do. We need to get back into the state of mind that we were in last night. That way, we can retrace our steps.
Yeah.
Sense memory, simulated perception, altered consciousness memory retrieval. Discovery Channel.
Nice. Nelson's?
Shibby.
Yeah.
A few seconds later...
I'm sick of walking, dude.
Me too.
Hey, it's Mrs. Krabbleman. She'll give us a ride. Hey, Mrs. Krabbleman! Hey! Hey! Mrs. Krabbleman.
She drives into him, and he rolls off the bonnet.
Fucking stoners.
She must not have recognized you. Hey, it's the Binglemans.
Oh, hey.
Mr. Bingleman! Hey, Mr. Bingleman!
He drives into Jesse.
Maybe we should just walk.
Yeah.
Listen, Nelson. The car's gone. And we need to do this little sense memory thing so we can get back in the state of mind that we were in last night.
Deep in your consciousness, you must look. Concentrate on the knowledge inside, you must. Aha! Your eyes you must close. Then you take it to the mo.
While Nelson meditates, Chester and Jesse notice his sleepy dog lying nearby. Jesse pokes him.
Concentrating or not, dudes.
Sorry.
Is your dog dead?
Not dead. Come here, Jackal. Come here, boy.
I don't think he's coming. Maybe he's deaf, dude.
Deaf he is not, dude. Come here, Jackal. Come here, Jackal.
Does he know any other tricks besides not moving?
Guys, man. All right, you want to see a trick, man? Hey, Jackal.
Seeing a hash pipe, Jackal jumps up.
Yeah. Bite down, killer. Here comes the fun. All right. Ah, good boy, Jackal. Good boy.
They watch in awe as the dog smokes the pipe.
Dude, your dog's a stoner.
Can he also bong a beer?
Nah, pretty much all he does is lie around and smoke his pipe.
Hey, Jackal, can I see your pipe?
Very protective of his pipe.
and other people touch it, does not like.
Sorry, Jackal.
Yeah, see, he's sorry. Holy crap.
That's one psycho dog, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do now?
Eat?
No. Eat.
Joyce, excellent, my friend. I'll get the keys.
Jackal looks at the wind chime and sees psychedelic patterns. He hides under his paws. Now Nelson drives them up to the intercom of a Chinese takeaway restaurant.
Hey, Nelson, let me order.
Chinese food, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
What'd you like?
Yeah, I'd like three orders of garlic chicken.
And then?
And then three orders of white rice.
And then?
And then... Oh, hey, you guys want soup?
Sure.
Yeah, three orders of wonton soup.
And then?
Oh, some fortune cookies, too.
And then?
Gosh, I think that's about it.
And then?
No, that's it.
And then?
No, and then. That's all I want.
And then?
And then nothing else, because I'm done ordering, okay?
And then?
No. See, all I want is the three orders of the garlic chicken and the three orders of the white rice.
And then?
And the soup, dude.
Oh, and the wonton soup.
And then?
And a cookie's fortune.
Hey, and the fortune cookies, yeah. So it's just the chicken, the rice, the soup, and the fortune cookies, and that's it.
And then?
And then, you can put it in a brown paper bag and come put it in my hand, because I'm ready to eat.
And then...
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind games.
And then...
No! No, and then!
And then...
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 No, no, and then!
And then...
Then you're really starting to piss me off, lady. And then... I'm gonna come in there, and I'm gonna put my foot in your ass if you say "and then" again!
Jesse grabs the intercom and rips it apart. Nelson drives off at speed.
Come on, Nelson, just help us find my car!
You know, you didn't have to go all aggro on that speaker box.
Well, I'm not the one that called the Dalai Lama a fag.
I was just kidding around.
Yeah, well, Nelson didn't appreciate it, okay?
Look, it's Chrissy Boner.
A young blonde woman walks towards them.
Wow, the hottest of the hot.
El Fuego, of all that is El Fuego. You sex a
thing. She waves at them.
Did she just wave at us?
No way. She would never wave at us.
Why did she just wave at us?
I don't know. Maybe she thinks we're other people. The people she waves to.
She walks up to them.
Hi, Chester.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse. I had a really good time with you last night.
Me too.
That was some crazy party, huh?
Hey, have you seen my car?
Well, I saw it last night. I mean, I saw the back seat.
Oh, I'm talking about the whole thing.
Well, why don't you just go out and buy another one with all the money you were throwing around?
Money?
Yeah. Do you remember you had that really nice suitcase full of money?
A suitcase full of money?
Don't you remember giving me $500 to show you my hoo-hoos?
$500?
Hoo-hoos?
You mean you don't remember anything?
She steps forward and kisses Jesse seductively.
How about now?
No.
How about now?
She places his hand on her breast.
You know, I'm a little bit fuzzy too. Maybe if I could get a little refresher course here.
A car full of muscly young men pulls up.
Are these losers bothering you, Christy?
No, Tommy.
Guys like you can never score with a chick like this. I suggest you stick to your own kind.
Why is he such a jerk?
Next time I catch you guys bothering my girlfriend, stoner bashing time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider this your warning.
Later, dudes.
They have trash cans on their heads.
Dude, you just touched Christy Bonner's hoo-hoo.
Shibby!
Low five.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Jesse pulls over.
Dude, that Christy Bonner is super hot. Where did we get a suitcase full of money, man? And why don't we have it now?
Maybe we deposit it in a Swiss bank account.
Now, be at a ridiculous sum of money, where would we go? Dude.
A pink matchbook for the Kitty Cat Club. Jesse and Chester arrive at the strip joint.
No way we were here last night. We never fit in at a place like this.
Look, everyone, it's Mr. Jesse and Mr. Chester.
All the girls applaud them, and after looking shocked, they wave excitedly.
Look at the toggles on that kid.
Good afternoon, Jesse. Chester, how are we feeling today?
A little fuzzy.
Hi, Chester. Hi, Jesse. Did you guys enjoy yourselves last night?
Have we met?
It's me, Tanya. Remember last night when I gave you that super special slippery wet lap dance?
Of course. How can I forget?
You want to do it again? This time, it's on me.
Having draped her pink fluffy boa around his neck, the stripper kisses him.
If you say so.
She leads Jesse off through a curtain. Chester turns to the barmaid.
Didn't I get some sort of special lap dance?
Did you ever?
A line of girls wearing cropped white t-shirts and cat ears pour a jug of water over their chests.
Sweet!
So, just how super special can a slippery lap dance be?
What the hell are you thinking throwing around my money like that? That wasn't part of the plan.
You're,
I'm a gender-challenged male.
What does that mean?
Lifting her skirt.
Oh, dude, you're a dude! That's...
He rubs his tongue in disgust, then turns away, only to see the package in the mirror behind him. She throws him down onto a sofa.
Last night I had the two of you sneak a suitcase of stolen money out of the club.
Stolen money?
$200,000.
$200,000?
I gave you the suitcase and left. You guys were supposed to meet me, but you never showed up. Where's that suitcase?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Chester's dancing on stage with the troupe of girls.
Where's that suitcase?
In my car.
Then get it fast, or else you'll be singing soprano.
Jesse bursts back into the club to find Chester breakdancing on stage.
You gotta go.
What, are you crazy? I'm surrounded by breakdancing strippers.
Seriously, dude, this is an emergency.
So is this, dude. It's a breakdancing stripper emergency.
Bye!
Bye, Chester.
I love you! Okay, apparently we were supposed to meet her with the suitcase and we just didn't show up.
Huh. Sounds like us.
Oh, man.
How wasted were we last night?
Well, I touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoo. We're on the hook for $200,000 that belongs to a transsexual stripper and my car's gone. Said we were pretty wasted.
Dude, we really need to find your car.
Okay, let's see. The last place we remember being last night was...
The twins. But we can't show up without the anniversary gifts.
I got it. We'll just get him a little something for now. And then, when we find the car, we'll give him the real gifts. That's $1.39.
I don't know.
Trust me. It's gonna be totally cool.
Okay, let's go.
A trashed house.
We are so dead.
I roger that.
The front garden has been toilet papered, water spurts from a burst pipe, and beer kegs litter the lawn. A man is unconscious on the roof, next to a bicycle. They head for the front door.
We have been cleaning all morning. What do you guys have to say for yourselves?
Happy anniversary.
The twins.
We ate all the dark ones because we know you guys don't like those.
Dark ones are the only ones we do like.
Oh, yeah.
But you could use the box to keep... You keep... ribbons.
You guys forgot our anniversary, didn't you?
Of course not. No, we got you guys great gifts. We just had some car trouble.
Yeah, but we came over here as soon as we could to help you guys clean up, but... Oh, no. It looks like you're already done.
All we have to do is take out the trash.
I haven't been outside yet. Oh, you know what? We'll take out the trash. You guys go and take a nice hot bath, huh?
Yeah. You deserve it after all this hard work. Go ahead and pamper yourselves.
Just don't make a mess.
An enormous pile of rubbish bags.
Slow and steady, good buddy.
10-4.
We're tilting. Why are you tilting?
You gave me the heavy end.
A solitary bottle cap tumbles to the carpet.
Let it go, man.
No, we can get it.
No. Let it go.
We're not leaving it behind.
Okay.
Take my shoe off. Okay.
He kicks off his shoes and tries to grab the cap with his toes through the hole in his sock. A unicorn trinket has pierced the bag, and brown liquid shoots out across the curtains.
Now take your shoe off, and you get it.
Okay.
Get it. No, that's it.
Chester manages to pick up the cap.
Oh my God!
The rubbish bags split. The twins throw them out.
Anything right. Why do you have to mess everything up?
The door opens again, and the girls hurl Jesse and Chester's shoes out at them.
I got three words. Anger management.
Yeah. Dude, we really need to find your car.
Hey, ow!
Sorry about yanking you off the street like that, but we really need to talk to you.
Who are you guys?
My name is Zarnov. This is Zabu, Zelner, Zelbor, Zelmina, and Jeff.
Hey.
Now, to answer your question more specifically, we are the recipients of instructions from extraterrestrials regarding the interstellar path to outer space.
Oh. Go ahead and laugh. We are used to being mocked.
Okay.
We have been sent by our wise and powerful leader, Zoltan, to find you and recover the Continuum Transfunctioner.
Hey, have you guys ever been to Uranus?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice this time of year.
Hey, this is important. We intercepted an interstellar message that leads us to believe that last night you were in possession of the Continuum Transfunctioner. Where is it now?
The who what?
The Continuum Transfunctioner is a very mysterious and powerful device.
And
its mystery is exceeded only by its power.
I'm sorry, but we don't remember a thing about last night.
You must be careful. Danger follows the Continuum Transfunctioner. So says
Zoltan.
Zoltan.
I'll tell you what. You know, we'll keep our eyes out for the Continual Transdingling thing, and if we see it, we'll give you a call.
Yes, you must. But remember, you are in great danger. Trust no one.
Except for us.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jeff. Good point. Trust no one except for us.
Zoltan. Okay.
The boys are dropped off outside a dry cleaner's.
Wait a second. Let's recap. Last night, we lost my car, we accepted stolen money from a transsexual stripper, and now some space nerds want us to find something we can't pronounce. I hate to say it, Chester, but maybe we should cut back on the shipping. Thanks, dude.
Oh, good. You're right on time. You pick up special suits.
Huh?
Mr. Lee, Taylor makes special suits for you. Come on.
In the shop, they pull off their t-shirts.
Dude, you got a tattoo!
So do you, dude!
No!
Oh! Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude!
What does mine say?
Sweet!
You idiot! Nick Buckwell, only come to Jango Sanzinger. Your tattoo says dude. Your tattoo says sweet. Got it?
They pull apart, then go into the changing rooms, coming out dressed in made-to-measure tracksuits.
Party like a rock star, kick a little ass.
Shibby.
Very sharp, very sharp. You two number one extra special, very good looking guys.
So we bought these last night.
Oh yeah, you were pretty lopsop doy last night.
How much are these?
Oh, you already paid for. I just do some minor alterations, you know, add the secret pockets you order.
Hey, maybe we got the continual transmitter. What's...
Oh, dude.
Jesse pulls a kaleidoscope from one of the pockets.
Dude!
He looks at the tailor through the multiple shifting lenses.
Sweet!
Chester has a white dove in his pocket, which flutters round the shop. Feathers fall, and they all shrug. Chester pulls out a cube puzzle.
Cool.
Excuse me, but... how do we pay for these suits?
Oh, you pay cash. Cold, hard cash. Crispy new $100 bills.
Hey, you didn't by chance see what car we were driving, did you?
Me? No, I don't see no car.
Jesse finds some paperwork and a phone in his pocket.
Hello?
Dude, we bought cell phones!
That's not all we bought, dude.
Bust!
Now they're being driven along in an open-top car.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous.
They're at a poolside party surrounded by women in bikinis. They each have a large gold necklace bearing their names.
You got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. She's dressed in yellow. She says, hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Chester's playing dominoes with some guys round a table and looks momentarily nervous after playing a winning tile. But the others smile and high five. They drive the car up to some lights and pull to a halt. Next to them is a well-built man with a mane of long blonde hair. A beautiful young woman is in the passenger seat. The man revs his engine and looks over at them. Jesse puts his foot down, making the engine hum. The man rolls his eyes at them and puts his arm around his companion before shooting the boys a look. Jesse puts his arm around Chester. The man and woman smile at one another, then kiss passionately. The man looks round at them with a smug smile, which fades when Jesse and Chester kiss each other hungrily. The woman puts her hands up to her face, and she and the blonde man drive off in disgust. The boys high five. Next, Jesse comes out of a shop with a cylindrical ice lolly.
Man, I cannot believe we leased a car last night. Gah! But who's Johnny Pot Smoker?
That's my alter ego.
Oh, wait, no, I thought that was my alter ego.
No, that's my alter ego. Your alter ego is Smokey McPot.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're never gonna figure that thing out. Okay, dude. There it is. Break time's over. Time to find my car.
This is impossible.
Are you Jesse and Chester?
Huh?
Are you Jesse and Chester?
I don't know why.
If you are Jesse and Chester, perhaps we will give you erotic pleasure.
That's us!
Right here!
We are looking for the Continuum Transfunctioner.
Who are you guys?
We're not guys. We are hot chicks.
She is totally right!
The Continuum Transfunctioner is a very mysterious and powerful device.
And
its mystery is only exceeded by its power.
Well, it doesn't really help.
The woman, dressed in a tight-fitting low-cut catsuit, takes the ice lolly and puts the whole thing in her mouth. Pulling the stick out slowly, she licks her lips.
We will give you pleasure now, if you give us a Continuum Transfunctioner.
Let me get your proposition straight. First you give us the pleasure, then we give you the Continuum Transfunctioner?
No. First, you give us a Continuum Transfunctioner, then we give you the pleasure.
I've heard that one before.
Hey, look, how about this? You give me pleasure, then we'll give you the Continuum Transfunctioner. Then if there's time, you can take care of my friend.
Dude.
Deal.
Sweet!
Will you wait a second, you. Please? Come here. Dude, those space nerds told us not to trust anybody.
Yeah, but for the love of God, they're offering us oral pleasure.
Why?
Hey, where'd the hot chicks go?
Where's my money, boys?
We were just going to get it.
You guys picked the wrong transsexual stripper to screw with.
You're pinching me.
Huh? Well, let's see what the cops have to say about this, huh?
You're busted. 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 Busted.
Chester! I saw this on cops! Hit hard and hit back!
Bye-bye, boys.
Hey, can you put on the siren?
So, you're sticking to the I don't remember crap.
Yeah, we don't remember.
Last night, your car was spotted leaving the scene of a major drug deal.
Wait, you found my car?
Believe me, you guys got more important things to worry about right now. Where were you between the hours of midnight, 2 a.m. last night?
I told you, okay, we don't remember anything.
See, we're gonna have to do this the hard way. Where were you last night between the hours of midnight and 2 a.m.?
We don't know.
In the interrogation room, the detective nods to a colleague who brings over a dummy in a chair. He starts to punch it repeatedly, sending the plastic head spinning.
Now do you remember?
No.
The detective's colleague throws a scorching hot drink over the dummy.
How about now?
Oh?
The detective nods again, and this time the dummy gets a cigarette to the arm.
Hey, leave him alone! He doesn't know anything!
Now are you ready to talk?
Dude, we don't remember!
Okay. Here are the whips you guys wanted.
Hey, it's the donut guys.
Huh?
Yeah, these two were at the Frenchie Donut House last night when me and Louie came in. We started talking, and they ended up buying donuts for the whole precinct.
What time did all this happen?
Let's see. Must have been between midnight and 2 a.m.
You can't be the guys we're looking for. Sorry.
Chester leans into the dummy.
Hang in there, bro.
Come on, Kojak.
All right. Listen, I'm really sorry about all this. Looks like it was a case of mistaken identity. Actually, those are the real criminals over there. One of our officers made a wrong identification.
Yeah, that was me. I'm sorry about that one, fellas.
Rick here will tell you exactly where your car is.
Yeah.
We found the car.
We found the car.
We found the car!
Yeah,
now we get the anniversary gifts, go to the twins' house, and get our special treat.
Yeah, sweet!
All right, Rick, give us the keys and we're out of here.
You got it.
Oh, boy.
What's the problem, Rick?
Nothing. Okay. Did you guys say you wanted your car back or you wanted it impounded?
We want the car back, please.
Oh, see, that's kind of funny, because what happened was I accidentally sent your car to the impound. I know. I can definitely tell you this, that you guys can get the car back in a couple of days.
We don't have a couple of days, Rick. We need the car back now.
Say, how about a treat? Nice Bavarian cream.
Donuts.
That's a good one there. That's a good pick.
It's good.
It's great. I have a lot of them.
Hey, you know what, Rick? Forget about it.
Okay, sure.
Sight.
Oh, jeez. You got me. Hey, fellas, who's the goose?
Me. It's such a joke, sir.
At Mr. Pizzacoli's restaurant.
Dang it!
Have you seen Jesse and Chester?
What?
We're looking for Jesse and Chester.
I don't know where those two slackers are, but I bet you those punks over there do.
So then remember, I said, later, dudes. What are you doing hanging out with those jerks anyway?
They were just being nice to me, unlike someone I know. You know, maybe it's time I find someone who has a more sensitive side to him. Someone who respects me as a person. Maybe somebody like Jesse or Chester.
Okay, guys, listen up. We're gonna find Jesse and Chester. And when we do, stoner bashing time.
Do you know Jesse and Chester?
Who are you?
We're hot chicks.
Yes, you are.
We believe Jesse and Chester have the continuum transfunctioner. However, if you recover the continuum transfunctioner from them and bring it to us, we will give you erotic pleasure.
You've got yourselves a deal. Okay, guys, new plan. First, we find those stoners, get the continuum transfunctioner, then it's jerk bashing time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I just remembered where you might be able to find Jesse and Chester. We'll send those chicks to meet the twins. That'll put those dudes in some hot water.
A blind school.
Try it again, okay? Just knock it out of the park, buddy, okay? All right, give it a shot.
Okay, you almost got it that time. Now just concentrate on the beep, swing as hard as you can, and keep your ear on the ball, okay? All right, little buddy, you can do it.
The blind boy swings the bat, hitting the man in the groin.
I did it!
Another boy is reading Braille.
Do you know Jesse and Chester?
Pardon me?
We're looking for Jesse and Chester. Have you seen them?
Who are you?
We're extremely hot chicks with large breasts.
Really? Do you mind if I touch your face? It's the only way I can really see who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Wow. You are hot.
He runs his hands down to her breasts.
Is this normal?
Oh, yeah. This is how blind people shake hands.
All right, Sammy, okay. You're up next. Come on. What the sis?
Excuse me, little help. One, two,
Anthony? Anthony, what is going on?
Nothing. I was just reading. Bye, ladies. I need to be alone now.
We are looking for Jesse and Chester.
Who are you guys?
We are not guys. We are hot chicks. We are supposed to meet Jesse and Chester later, but we cannot wait.
Well, we don't know where they are. And frankly, we don't care.
Dude, let's call Nelson.
Yeah.
See if he's home.
Tommy's at Nelson's.
Hello?
Hey, Nelson, it's Chester.
Hey, Chester! No, it's me, Tommy. No, your buddy Nelson's dizzy at the moment.
This is bad karma, boys.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and tell me where that continuum transfunctioner is?
No hablo English.
You're your friend's dead meat unless I get that continuum transfunctioner.
Get your butt!
My balls!
What was that? Tommy's gotten to Nelson. He knows about the continuum transfunctioner. Those double-crossing, sexy sluts.
Man, I am so sick of hearing about this continuum transfunctioner thing. I tell you, if one more person
has the continuum transfunctioner,
who are you guys?
We are the keepers of the continuum transfunctioner. It is all that stands between the universe and completely violent destruction.
It is a very mysterious and powerful device.
And its mystery is only exceeded by its power.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, and we don't have it.
But the universe? Screw the universe!
Jesse and Chester storm off.
Screw the universe. There's this girl, I don't know.
At home, Chester and Jesse relax into their sofa and turn on the TV.
Chimpanzees often use sticks as crude tools.
That is one smart primate.
Hey! What are you guys doing here?
We just wanted to come by and see how that car trouble thing was going.
Oh, the car. It's in the shop?
Really? Is that that shop run by those beautiful women in black jumpsuits? The ones you were hanging out with earlier today?
Well, you see, Jesse thought...
Today's our anniversary. And not only do you not have gifts, but you guys ditch us for some big-breasted bimbos while we were cleaning our house.
About that.
Which you completely trashed twice. You guys are sucky boyfriends.
But...
And we just wanted to come over and tell you guys in person that it's over. Thank you, Wanda.
Chester and Jesse look devastated as they sink back down into the sofa.
Totally right. We are sucky boyfriends.
Do you even remember what kind of gifts we got them? I bet we got them sucky gifts.
Yeah.
We suck.
Jesse grabs a framed photograph of them and the twins.
Wait a second. I just got a really bad feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Maybe you should go sit on the toilet.
No. No. You know what the feeling is?
It's love. Is that what that is?
Yeah. I'm in love with Wanda, and you're in love with Wilma.
Yeah.
But see, now that we know that we've been sucky boyfriends, we can change.
We can?
Yeah. And you know what else? I'll bet you that we did buy them super cool anniversary gifts. You know why? Because we love them.
Are they wrapped in really cool wrapping paper?
Yeah. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go down to the impound lot and get the car, which has the gifts in it. And then we're going to go over to the twins' house and beg for them to take us back.
Yeah! Let's do it!
Oh. No, hold on. I got to take a crap.
Told you.
I know.
I know your body.
Chester takes out his cue puzzle, and later, the guys take the lease car to the vehicle impound.
Boys, I got some good news for you. We just got your car in this morning.
All right!
But the bad news is, not only did Officer Boyer send your car to the impound, he tagged it for auction and it was sold this afternoon.
Do you know who bought the car?
I happen to have the address right here.
All right.
But it'd be against regulation 457XY2-665 to give it to you.
Come on.
Reaching onto this side of the counter is not allowed. The last guy who tried it ended up with 3 broken fingers.
Reach it.
You can reach it?
Oh, no. I got one of these has carpal tunnel. What if I further injure myself?
Oh! Do everything!
Well, I'm a better lookout. My vision's better, you know that.
Chester squeezes his arm under the glass, pressing his nose flat against it.
Got it! Dude, I'm stuck! Come on!
You're seriously stuck?
I'm stuck! Don't! Dude, here she comes! Help! Get it!
She glances over at them, smiling, and they stop struggling for a moment. Jesse climbs up onto the counter, but Millie falls to the floor.
I got it. We'll spit on it. You know, lubrication.
That's gross, dude!
There she goes.
Spit!
Good news, guy. I talked to my supervisor, and he said I could give you the address after all.
That's great.
But the bad news is, I'm gonna have to confiscate your pinky.
She's holding a knife and laughs at them as they drag Chester's arm out and calmly leave the office.
All right, next stop. Find my car.
Hey, check it out. Totally gay Nordic dudes at 3:00.
The keepers of the transfunctioner duck down behind a car.
Wait. I got an idea.
Now we just go over there and ask for the continuum transfunction, eh?
Yeah, it's that easy.
Thank you both very much.
Hey, don't mention it. See you around the galaxy, dudes.
The Chinese takeaway.
Time to get your car, dude.
Jesse and Chester stop at a junction, and the Space Cult members pull up on either side of them.
Those creepy space nerds are back, dude.
Dude, you're not worried about them. Yeah, they're totally on this.
Jeff's in the back of their car, and he zaps them each in the neck with a small taser device and knocks them out. Now Chester's relaxing in a comfy armchair, wearing a red velvet robe and smoking a pipe. Facing him is one of the hot chicks.
Now may I have a continuum transfunctioner?
Not quite yet.
Would you consider giving it to me while I continue to give you pleasure?
Okay.
Wake up, dude.
Oral pleasure?
What?
Nothing.
Get dressed. We're going to the big house.
Nice outfits.
They're not outfits. They're interstellar jumpsuits.
Hey, nice interstellar jumpsuits. Yeah.
The two men are wearing bubble wrap suits. Now they arrive at an enormous house.
Wow, nice place. Is this where Zoltan? Is this where Zoltan hangs out?
No, this is his parents' house. We're going over there.
A barn? Is it red? No. Then it's not a barn.
Walking down a corridor, they pass a room containing two cult members' uniforms.
This is creepy.
It's like a country music video.
All right, that's far enough. You there. You over there. No messing around.
Okay, do you remember which one it is?
Jesse tries to get Chester's attention. He minds pulling a nearby fire extinguisher from the wall and bashing the two bubble-wrapped cult members on the head, but Chester just nods.
I'll do it.
It's that one.
Ram.
Keys.
Ram the fire extinguisher. Bump those dudes on the head. You want the fire extinguisher?
Jesse tiptoes over to the fire extinguisher, takes it from the wall, and holds it high, showing Chester what to do. But he's still confused. One of the cult members looks round. Then Jesse, seeing Chester's befuddled expression, grabs the extinguisher and knocks the two men out himself.
What are you, deaf?
Hey, you don't have to be mean, okay?
How are we gonna get out of here?
They hide in the newly unlocked room, then step out along the corridor dressed in the bubble wrap suits, popping as they go. Hearing an alarm, they put up their bubble hoods.
Your attention, please. Our Imperial Commander Zoltan requests your presence in the Alpha Centauri rec room for a level 7 meeting. Over.
They arrive in a room where other cult members are congratulating each other. Zarnhof is on a small stage with Jeff, who's at a keyboard.
It is now my great pleasure to present to you our wise and powerful leader, Zoltan!
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 A young man of average height in a bubble suit with a purple hood runs down some stairs and takes to the stage.
The time has come, you guys. We are finally going to fulfill our prophecy of outer space travel. They laughed at us when we said that aliens existed, and they mocked us when we started wearing bubble wrap jumpsuits. But who's laughing now, huh?
Chester laughs to himself.
I'll tell you who's laughing now. We are!
Zoltan!
Soon we will leave this lame planet and fly through outer space with cool aliens who like us. It is going to be awesome!
Zoltan!
Two naked cult members enter.
That's them! They knocked us out and stole our spacesuits!
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did!
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did!
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did!
Hey, who are you gonna believe? Us or them?
So you're Jesse and Chester. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys, although... sorry it had to be like this.
The twins are tied up.
Wanda!
Wilma!
Normally, we would never resort to violence, but we are dealing with the continuum transfunctioner, after all. If you don't deliver it to us, your girlfriends are history.
Don't worry, girls. We will save you.
Yeah, you can depend on us.
Enough! Go now and bring us the continuum transfunctioner. And be quiet on your way out. My parents are taking a nap.
They pop the other cult members' bubble suits on the way out. The keepers are talking to the Chinese food intercom.
And then you can just tell us where the continuum transfunctioner is.
And then?
And then we'll be able to go and get it.
And then?
Can I get an order of shrimp fried rice?
Whoa. I don't see the car. Are you sure this is a place?
The car better be in there. I almost lost my pinky to get that info.
Oh, man, I'm sensing something very Canadian about this place.
A sign reads, trespassers will be castrated.
Plan B.
They climb over the fence into the compound.
Right. Are you ready?
Let's do this. One,
two, three.
They tumble down a slope.
I'm okay. You okay?
Shibby.
They stalk through the thick undergrowth. Jesse throws his fist up at the sound of a bird calling and accidentally thumps Chester in the face. They step into a clearing and slowly creep forwards, sticking close together. Standing behind them is an ostrich.
It's a llama.
It's not a llama. It's an ostrich.
Okay. Very slowly. Let's turn around. Go back the other way.
Okay.
Two more have appeared on the other side.
New plan. We turn around again. Very slowly. And go back the other way.
Okay.
They turn round and are confronted by three ostriches.
They're everywhere. What now?
Hey, I saw this thing about ostriches on Animal Planet.
They're llamas, dude.
No, what you're supposed to do is stand very still, and eventually they'll get bored and go away. I think it's working.
An ostrich headbutts Chester, and the rest charge towards them.
Stupid llamas!
Chester!
They leg it towards a parked car.
Let's get this car!
They clamber inside.
What ostrich is he? Why?
Well, if they eat peanuts...
peanuts, and then they'll go away. We don't have any peanuts. We're screwed.
The ostriches peck at the car, then start to wander off.
They're
you're leaving. It worked. What worked? Whatever we did.
An ostrich bursts its head through the car roof and knocks the guys unconscious with two well-placed headbutts. Chester wakes up in a lavish room with a talking ostrich.
Now may I have the continuum transfunctioner?
Not quite yet.
Please?
Chester wakes up inside a metal cage.
Scary dream, huh? What's up? My name's Mark.
Where are we?
Here in the punishment room. This is where he likes to keep the ostrich poachers.
Poachers?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been in this cage for about 3 years, 5 months, and 17 days, but who's counting? How's my breath? That bad, huh? Where are you guys from? I'm from Connecticut. Hi, Mark. There we go. Ow!
Chester! Get him off!
Here!
A man enters.
Hi. No, that's not what it looks like. Maybe a little bit. How was your nap?
Shut up!
What's your name? Well, somebody sure is a grumpy Gus today.
In France, when a man is caught poaching ostriches, we shed his head and we make him to run through the fields.
Oh, God, that's the good part.
Once you have seen this, you are never quite the same.
Okay. Tell me about it. I used to model.
Lucky for you, I am an honorable man.
A what? I'm sorry?
I said I am an honorable man.
I'm sorry, I honorable?
Honorable.
Honorable.
Honorable. Honorable.
I don't know what you're saying.
Honorable. Honorable.
Honorable. I think you're trying to say honorable.
Shut up!
Hey, I'm sorry.
All right, here it is. I am going to ask you a question. If you get it right, I will set you free. If you get it wrong, well, you would be spending a lot of time with the ever-popular Mark.
I can be very nice.
All right, here it is. What is the average running speed of a full-grown male African ostrich?
Pass. Pass to me, I know it.
Pass to Mark.
You cannot pass! Shut up! What do I have to do to shut you up? Do I have to hose you down again?
Don't hose me. Maybe later.
We're dead.
Okay, not so fast. The full-grown male African ostrich, or the Latin Struthio camelus, can grow to an average size of 6 feet, 6 inches and weigh anywhere from 225 to 350 pounds. That can get up to, well, an average speed of 27 miles per hour.
What? This is absolutely correct! Animal Planet.
Wow, I said brown.
Yeah, let me get you out of this stinky cage, eh? Oh, please, forgive me. Can I get you guys some beers?
I'd like a near beer, please.
Shut up!
Huh? Well, actually, we just came about the car that you bought today. We just wanted to get some stuff out of it.
No problem. Right this way.
Well, it was nice meeting you guys.
Good luck with the whole modeling thing.
Email me, okay? Freakincage.com.
The farmer leads Chester and Jesse outside.
The car was here this afternoon. It just disappeared.
How do you just lose a car?
I'm so sorry, you guys. I feel terrible.
All right, Pierre, just focus here. Was there anything in the car when you got it?
No, nothing. Except, of course, for this. Dude!
A locker key from Captain Stu's Spacerama. They arrive outside the games arcade and imitate the spaceman character on the front of the building by holding their arms up in the air.
Dude, I'm having my next birthday party here for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Inside is filled with games machines.
Cool.
Hey, oh, excuse me, can you tell me where locker 206 is?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Oh, hey, it's you guys. Dude, you guys played an amazing round of putt-putt last night.
We did?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, dude.
Shimmy.
Here it is.
I sure hope my money's in there.
Yep.
Who are you?
This is my boyfriend, Patty.
Nice to meet you.
How do you keep popping up like this?
Less questions, more giving me my money.
Well, this is it.
Yep.
The moment of truth.
And, it's been a long, strange trip, dude.
Sure has, Jesse.
Hey! Ow! I've got a plane to catch.
Okay.
They open the locker and remove a silver suitcase.
My suitcase!
It's filled with banknotes.
Oh my God! You guys are the best! Thank you so much!
They wince as the stripper kisses them on the cheek.
Thanks for your help, fella. Good work.
The stripper kisses Patty.
Are we supposed to be grossed out on this? Or?
I don't know.
Bye.
Look at this stuff. Captain Stew tickets. Awesome. Oh, jelly bean.
It's a Jack in the Box.
No jelly beans. Cool straw. Oh, I'm gonna keep this.
Looking at Japanese language class certificates, Jesse says, "Hey, look at these. Dude, we speak Japanese." Chester replies, "Sweet."
I don't see a continuum transfunctioner in here.
Wait a second. What do we know about the continuum transfunctioner?
That it's a very mysterious and powerful device.
And
its mystery is only exceeded by its power.
Right. But has anyone ever said anything about what it looks like?
No.
And?
They spot some toys which look like alien devices.
That was Jesse and Chester. They've got the continuum transfunctioner!
Quick, to my mother's minivan!
Tommy hangs up his phone.
That was Jesse and Chester. They've got the continuum transfunctioner. Quick, to my stepdad's pickup truck.
I'm really getting a hang of this thing, dude.
Chester plays with a puzzle cube, and Jesse beats a young girl at air hockey.
Oh, yes, I finally beat you! You're a competitor. Oh, boy. You got me the first nine, but not number 10. Not gonna happen. Time for the final showdown.
Chester!
Jesse!
Don't worry, girls. We're here to save the day.
Quit it. Things are expensive. Oh.
Enough! Have the continuum transfunctioner or not?
Yep. Right here.
Oh. Now, release our girlfriends.
First, give up the transfunctioner.
First, you release the girlfriends.
First, you give us the continuum transfunctioner. And then,
same time.
They exchange the girls for the toy.
There they are. Okay, stoners. Where's the continuum transfunctioner?
They point at the cult members. Tommy punches Zoltan.
Release Dodo Bird.
Tommy, you're such a jerk.
Yeah, that's our continuum transfunctioner.
Well, now it's mine.
Wow.
Nerd.
Dude, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Where is a continuum transfunctioner?
We don't have it.
But we'd like you to meet our girlfriends, Wanda and Wilma.
Yeah, we've already met. You better stay away from our boyfriends, you fake-breasted sluts.
Okay, let's go this way.
Halt! Where is the continuum transfunctioner?
Well, you want to go talk to that guy over there.
Let the pleasure begin.
That is not the continuum transfunctioner.
Of course it is.
Two children have the same toy. They try to sneak away, but Tommy's crew stops them. Tommy smashes the toy in half and looks at Zoltan accusingly.
It's nerd bashing time.
It's not our fault. It's Sam.
Looking for a Smoky MacPot? I have a delivery for a Smoky MacPot.
You ordered pizza?
Yeah, I figured we'd get hungry.
Oh, no, it's you two.
Look, dude, I almost got it.
Yep.
You're really starting to irk me with your Rubik's Cube fixation, okay?
Wait!
As Chester completes the puzzle, the cube glows brightly and levitates in the air. It morphs into different shapes until it becomes a metal orb with red flashing lights.
No wonder those things are so impossible.
Oh no, you've activated the continuum transfunctionaire.
All right, what's going on?
Once all five of the Dirugian crystals stop flashing, the universe is going to be destroyed.
How do you know all of that?
We've been intercepting interstellar transmissions for years.
No, man.
Nerds.
Way to go, Chester.
Sorry.
Quickly, you must give it to us so we can deactivate it. We are the keepers of the continuum transfunctionaire.
They will use it to destroy the universe.
No, we are the keepers of the continuum transfunctioner. They want to destroy the universe.
Stop copying us.
Stop copying us.
Stop copying us.
Stop copying us.
Bitch.
Don't you guys remember? We came to this planet last night to escape the clutches of those evil space sluts.
We met you here at the Space Ramen.
And then you gave us a ride back to our spaceship.
And that's when we realized that we had lost the continuum transfunctioner.
Hurry, there's only three blinking lights left.
Bye-bye, universe.
He's right, dude. We're gonna make the wrong decision.
You know what, dude? I refuse to let us go down in history as the dudes who destroyed the universe.
How do we figure out which ones are the true keepers of the continuum transfunctioner?
Well, it's simple. We just asked them a question about last night that only the ones that are telling the truth would know.
But we can't remember a thing.
Uh-oh.
You gotta hurry.
Not now, Jeff.
If we really did give one of you guys a ride last night, then y'all know the answer to this question. What score did we get on the 18th hole of the miniature golf course last night?
The female aliens exchange looks with the keepers.
You got a hole in one?
That is...
correct!
They hand the device to the keepers, who deactivate it.
Complete.
A banner on the wall reads, sink a hole in one and win a lifetime supply of pudding.
Wait a second. If you guys don't remember a thing about last night, how do you know they were telling the truth?
Well, it's simple, really. It's the pudding!
Wow! You guys had a plan, and it actually worked.
The female aliens morph into one.
For the love of God!
The alien transforms into a giant, sexy bikini babe.
Whoa! That is one super hot giant alien!
They flee from the super hot giant alien.
Let's go!
The cult members run for their lives.
That is amazing! Yeah! Those are the biggest hoo-hoos I have ever seen!
Do you spit or swallow?
Swallow!
She picks up Tommy and swallows him whole.
We will now use the power of the Continuum Transfunctioner to banish you to Hoboken, New Jersey.
She knocks out the keepers, and Jesse catches the device.
What are we supposed to do now? That's the way you run, dude!
They run outside, and the super hot giant alien stomps through the arcade after them, then bends down to crawl out the door.
Are those guys in a hurry?
As the giant alien woman steps over the picnicking family, one of the young boys looks up at her knickers.
I'm
wanting
all of that, right, Daddy?
Me too, son, me too.
Still holding the continuum transfunctioner, Jesse cowers behind a wall with Chester, out of sight of the marauding giant.
Hey! What do we do with this thing?
You gotta activate the photon accelerator annihilation beam!
The what?
They said the photon accelerator annihilation beam! You fool!
Hurry, activate it, dude! I think this is it!
Thank you, Captain Obvious! I can't reach it!
Deep in your consciousness, you must look! Concentrate on the knowledge inside you must!
Does he have to talk like that?
As the giant alien roars, Chester has a flashback to a documentary.
Chimpanzees often use sticks as crude tools.
I got it!
Chester uses his straw to press the button, which fires a laser at the alien.
Oh boy!
She's thrown backwards and obliterated into chunks.
We saved the universe!
The cult members celebrate, and Tommy falls from the sky covered in goo. Then the alien's giant knickers land on top of him.
Damn! Now those are some big-ass panties.
Christine, honey, could you give me a hand?
No, Tommy. I found somebody else.
Nelson's dog, Jackal, pees on Tommy's leg.
Jesse and Chester just saved the universe.
You guys are still gonna take us into outer space with you, right?
Yeah. Please.
There is a party in the Crab Nebula you guys can come to.
Jesse hands the Continuum Transfunctioner to the Keepers.
Here you go. Thanks for your help.
Jesse and Chester, you have helped ensure the safety of the universe.
Well, that's cool and all, but...
Dude, where's my car?
You mean you guys don't remember? Damn, you were wasted last night. Now, before we go, we must eliminate all knowledge of this encounter.
Wait, no. We have so many questions that we want to ask you about the universe.
Like what?
Well... have you guys ever been to Uranus?
Nice!
The alien's memory device flashes brightly throughout the entire arcade. Then Jesse wakes up in his bed. Jean shuffles out of his cupboard.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Jean. We'll go over to the twins' house. And then?
And then we'll give them their anniversary gifts.
And then?
And then we'll apologize for trash in the house.
And then?
And then we get our special treats.
And then?
Dude, that's really annoying.
Sorry. Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
A van pulls away, revealing a tiny hatchback.
Dude, there's your car.
Oh. The twins open their gifts.
I heart you.
You guys are great boyfriends.
We have something for you too. A very special treat.
Shibby!
Ta-da!
We sewed the names on ourselves.
Wow.
Put them on!
They put on the berets.
You guys look great.
Berets?
What are these?
More gifts.
Oh, they're beautiful. Where did you guys get these?
This place?
There's a note.
Thank you for helping to save the universe. You hope your girlfriends like these gifts. We know you will.
How wasted were we last night?
The necklaces make the twins' breasts expand.
Sweet!
Chester and Jesse remove their berets and get into the car with the twins.
Is anyone hungry?
Yeah.
I could go for some Chinese food.
That sounds great.
Sweet.
The registration plate reads Shibby.
My packages, dude.
Jesse, you got a tattoo. Oh my god, so do you, Chester.
No way. What's mine say?
Dude.
What about mine?
Sweet.
Yeah, but what does mine say?
Dude.
What about mine?
Sweet.
I know, they're sweet, but dude, what's mine say?
Dude.
What about mine?
Sweet.
I can do sexy. How did he keep popping up like this?
This isn't fair. They're booty guys.
You're good, right?
She's going there. Something made you funny, boo.
Wait, dude!
I am fun loving. I like charades.
Shut up!
Go ahead and laugh.
Come on, say.
And then we went and leased the F.
And then?
Got those sweet jumpsuits, big look.
And then?
Then we went and, oh man, I'm losing it.
I am fun loving without my clothes.
The Potomac incident, the great thing, dummy!
Dude, wait!
On a ride, picking up a 40 cause my mouth's dry. Boardwalk, hustlers with the cheap talk, trying to find the time on the Tijuana knockoffs. Hooking up with the B-dub crew, La Jada setting up for a front row view. Knocking back laughs and a bottle or two, just watching that ass as it rolls on through. Soaking in my membrane, I might be cracked, but I still can't throw. So out come the dice, it's a three-bone night. Banking at the table, fools still don't know. So I school a little crash course, show them what they're in for. People gather round for a ringside view. Hyping up the show, I shake them up and let them go. 4, 5, 6, bling, bling, CeeLo.
And then...